أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 56 and 57 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about a particular sector of the disbelievers, the Yahud, and then particular acts of disbelief and particular acts of disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak generally about the disbelievers and generally the punishment by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Certainly those who disbelieve in our verses, سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Soon we will fling them, we will throw them, we will enter them into the fire of Jahannam. The intensity of the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in a very unique way. Allah says, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. That each time their skins begin to burn, their skin burns, then we will change it with other skins. One skin burns, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will quickly change that into another skin. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the changing of the skins in one day of this dunya will be 70,000 times. And that means that a person will continue burning. La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. There will be no death. It will continue and they will continue. There will be no life, in the sense that a person will not experience any goodness in it. And that will be continuity in eternity. And that will be the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Liyadhuqu al-adab. So that they will taste the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. There is no one that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this azab. There is no one that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any azab. But at the same time, Hakima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through His wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meets out this type of azab. In the wisdom of Allah ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this life in this world. In the wisdom of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has sent kitab, Allah ta'ala has sent nabi, Allah ta'ala has sent warnings, Allah ta'ala has sent us signs, Allah has sent hidayat, Allah has given us time, Allah has given us hearts, Allah ta'ala has given us the minds to ponder and turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then on the opposite side, Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have brought iman and they have practiced righteously. And this we see recurring throughout the Quran, that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about disbelief and the adab, Allah ta'ala speaks about iman and the thawab. Allah ta'ala speaks about iman and his ni'mats. At the time when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his last, he was leaving this world, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to visit him. And this was Sahaba, their lives was Quran and Quran was their lives. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he says to him, O Umar, ponder in the kitab of Allah ta'ala, that wherever Allah ta'ala spoke about the azab, Allah ta'ala spoke about the thawab. And wherever Allah ta'ala spoke about Jannah, Allah ta'ala spoke about Jahannam. And this is the truth and the reality. And this is how balanced Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept this kitab. اللہ تعالیٰ says, سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Soon we will enter them into the gardens under which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, and they will remain in it forever and ever. In other words, there is now no end to these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرًا, and in it will be spouses that will be purified. Purified is so far as their body is concerned, no najasat, no impurities. Insofar as the akhlaq and the character is concerned, no bad character, no bad temperament. Insofar as the speech is concerned, no illicit, no ill speech, no speech that is unbecoming. Everything what a person would want to hear, he will hear. وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا, and we will cause them to enter shelters that will be plentiful, in other words, perpetual. In the Mubarak Hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the trees of Jannat, that they will be such that a rider will ride for 100 years in the shelter of these trees, in the shade of these trees, and 100 years he will not come out of the shade of these trees. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. Dhillan dhalila, such will be the shade of Jannah, such will be the trees of Jannat. So hence Allah ta'ala has left plentitude, Allah ta'ala has left an abundance and kept an abundance in Jannat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we strive for it, the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and the jannat of Allah ta'ala. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.